This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The head of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Society is not surprised by yesterday's FTC ruling. Construction of the new stadium set to begin in March. The DLP seeking answers on the cost of the education reform. Barbados to host its first Afrobeats festival. And American rapper A$AP Rocky to stand trial on felony charges. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. President of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, said the ruling by the Fair Trading Commission, FTC, came as no surprise. Yesterday, the FTC denied the Barbados Light and Power Company's application request for a rate increase and has also maintained its decision in granting a rate return of 7.74% as previously stated in the decision back in February. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Colonel Brown said the evidence provided by the commission to deny Light and Power was overwhelming.
Well, given the evidence that was placed before the Fair Trading Commission, they would have been very, very surprised if they had come to any other decision than the one they came to today. The evidence has actually been quite overwhelming. And in fact, as we said during the review, the only fault we found, quite frankly, with the FTC's decision in February was that it was a little bit lenient, far from being excessive. So we are absolutely not surprised at the decision that the FTC was forced to come to today.
He also expressed his disappointment about the length of time taken by the FTC to arrive at a decision.
This has taken 2 years to make a relatively simple, what to us has been a relatively straightforward decision. Decisions like this, with all the facts before you, should really not take more than a month or two at the most, to be quite honest. And it is a little bit frightening that it takes so long and we have not actually made a decision yet. This really was not a decision. This was just a confirmation of an interim decision that was made back in February. This is not a situation that really is, this is untenable. It really cannot continue if we seriously intend to transform the energy landscape of Barbados.
As president of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown. Work on the new national stadium is expected to commence early next year. This was revealed by Senior Minister in Charge of Infrastructural Projects, Dr. William Duguid, at last night's Parish Speaks in St. Michael, where he said construction is set to begin in March. Dr. Duguid also stated that they have increased the seating capacity at the new Waterford facility.
We're looking at a tentative start date for March, April of next year. In addition, we're also looking to give the National Stadium more space as well, which would mean a redirection of the road, as well as we're looking to do a warm-up track, a 400-meter warm-up track in the vicinity, right next to the stadium as well. As the Prime Minister said, what we're hoping to do is phase one, do the stands on one side, but phase two will put a mirror stand on the other side, which will carry, we're looking to carry about 18,000 people in the stadium. Right now, the stadium only carries 6,000. So when we're finished, we're looking to treble the number of people that the stadium will be able to carry for the people of Barbados.
Senior Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for infrastructural projects, Dr. William Duguid. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, questions why government still does not know how much the education reform will cost. Speaking during the DLP's St. Michael's Central Branch meeting, Dr. Yearwood said the public needs to know how much it will cost taxpayers.
So you trying to reform education, but you are going to tell me that you have not costed the reform of education. So what do you have? A glossy 30-page document with some nice pictures, some smiling people, some nice catchphrases. But again, it does not tell the story. What Barbadian are they trying to create besides catchphrases and buzzwords and middle schools and technological advancement and, you know, the chief and the director, yeah, and we will not bother about costs. Because you can't cost the value of it. Of course you can cost education. How you mean we ain't gonna bother about costs? We have to bother about costs. Because you're borrowing all kind of money.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. This island's children are being urged to do their part to help the country fight climate the climate crisis. Students from some of the island schools yesterday handed over a document to government declaring their commitment to help the country's development, with specific focus on environmental issues. As part of celebrations for World Children's Day, hosted by UNICEF's Eastern Caribbean office in Golden Square Freedom Park, three students read the declaration on behalf of the island's children. Minister of Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford encouraged all children to get involved.
That climate crisis impacts your generation as we know it, and impacts all of our lives. And we see it in a real way. But equally, you must be able to move with unreserved sinew to ensure that this climate change as we know it, that it ends with your generation, and that is not passed on to the other generation and generations to come. That is the fight that you must be involved in. And that's why I said earlier, that every single young person, you all must recommit. You must all, with equal sinew, honor this declaration that you have brought before us.
Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. One of the students, Amaya Gamble of Luther Thorne Primary, encouraged the country's leaders to play a leading role in the fight.
We, the children of Barbados, emphasize that the environment is our legacy, urging governments and communities to adopt sustainable practices, reduce carbon emissions, and prioritize the conservation of our natural world. We declare our right to quality education, a safe and nurturing environment, and a peaceful, conflict-free world.
Primary school student Samaya Gamble. The Barbados Fire Service Association has launched a book that provides safety measures fire officers can employ as they execute their duties and tips for residents on how to secure their homes ahead of the threat of a natural disaster. The book launch took place at the Barbados Fire Academy in Arch Hall, St. Thomas, where Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard hailed the efforts of the association behind the publication.
As we strive to redefine our mission and goals, this book becomes a crucial tool in refocusing our dedication to prevention. Its pages hold knowledge and guidance that will assist us in spreading awareness, educating the communities, and instilling a culture of safety. I extend heartfelt congratulations to the association for this remarkable endeavor. This book is a culmination of diligent effort, not only aim at raising funds, but also at shining a spotlight on a perpetual need for safety.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. Barbados will be hosting its first major Afrobeats and Afro Festival in February 2024. This was announced by Barbados's former ambassador to Geneva and founder of the festival, Chad Blackman. He was speaking at the festival launch at Times Square in New York City, which Barbados will host from February 22nd to 25th.
The entire purpose of this is to launch what in our mind and what we know is not only going to be a festival and an event, but really a movement that we're going to create around the world, starting in Barbados. And it's therefore significant that we choose to do it in a city that is really the global melting pot of cultures. But in particular, there's a global melting pot of African and Caribbean citizens who live there, who make their life here. And for us, we said we want to take the promotion of this event around the diaspora. So first we start in New York City, then we move to London, then we move to Lagos, and lastly, in terms of promotion, we go to Barbados.
That's Barbados's former ambassador to Geneva, Chad Blackman. And finally, a Los Angeles judge found on Monday that there's enough evidence for A$AP Rocky to stand trial for allegations that he fired a gun at a former friend and collaborator outside a Hollywood hotel in 2021. Superior Court Judge M.L. Viller made the ruling at a preliminary hearing after hearing roughly a day and a half of testimony. Rocky, whose real name is Rakeem Mayers, pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. His attorney attempted to cast doubt on the case while questioning a police detective. Mr. Mayers is the father of two children with Barbadian singing sensation Rihanna. Recapping the headlines, head of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Society not surprised by yesterday's FTC ruling. Construction of the new stadium set to begin in March. The DLP seeking answers on the cost of education reform. Barbados to host its first Afrobeats festival. And American rapper ASAP Rocky to stand trial on felony charges. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.